Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. I have good news today. I saw David. Yes, David, the same King David of Israel. I saw him in a vision. The vision that I saw was a very tall man named Goliath. And David was right alongside him. And David was a little bit taller than halfway Goliath. So measuring up on Goliath, David's head was a little bit over Goliath's waist. So based on what I saw, I would say David was over 5 feet tall. I know he was taller than me. I'm 5'4", so therefore I'm looking at over 5 feet four. So I'm looking at maybe around 5 feet seven, 5 feet eight. But he was not as tall as 6 feet, because as I said, he was just barely over the waist of Goliath in that vision how I saw him. And guess what? David is not this little flimsy guy that we often see in movies or on picture, where we see him as a little boy in a little sandals, in some little flimsy thing, and he's skinny, and you know, that's not how he looked. He looked like a stocky man, muscular, stocky guy, yes, and he did not look like a 16 or a 15 year old. He looked more like a young man, like somebody in his 20s, maybe mid-20s, maybe around 25. That's how he looked in the vision. And he was alongside Goliath. So I was wondering, now, God, what is it that you're showing me? So while I was sitting here, I said, you know what, let me go into the word of God to back up what he had just showed me. And it took me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. And this is the account of David and Goliath. So this is where David kills Goliath. Firstly, a lot of persons would say that David was a youth. Yes, he was a young man. And let me just quickly look up the word youth to see what it meant. Alright, the word youth here. Alright, it says a servant, a retainer. It also means a boy, a lad, a servant, a youth, a retainer, a young man. So you see here, it has different meaning, and it's the word, let you hear it.
Strong's age, 5288. Na'er.
That's the word. So it's spelled N-A-A-R. And you heard the pronunciation, and I gave you the meaning earlier, what the word youth meant. So it's not necessarily that he's a boy, little boy, as though Jamaicans would say, little pitney. No, he was not a little pitney, right? He was a young man, he was a youth, right? And a lot of persons may say that the youth here, he was a little boy because of what Saul said to him, that he was not able to go up against. Well, he didn't say he was not able, you know. Let me read it exactly from the word of God. So first, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, let's start at verse 33. All right, it said, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. And hear the reason now. For thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. Notice here that Saul gave the reason for David not going up against the Philistine to fight with him, the giant called Goliath, because he's a youth. The youth here, let me point it out, because this is a revelation. The youth here that he's talking about is experience. Listening or listen carefully, verse 33 again. He said, "For thou art but a youth, and he," which is Goliath, "a man of war from his youth." So he's saying that Goliath has been fighting from long time. So here the Bible is speaking about experience. He was not, Saul was not referring to David's age, because he didn't know David's age. And I can prove it later on that he did not know David. All right, let me go straight to it, because after the whole fight, Saul himself was asking, who this David, this fella, who was this fella? Right? Let me go straight to it. Let me see which verse did he ask. All right, so Saul said, all right, verse 55, he said, "When Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, 'Abner, whose son is this youth?' And Abner said, 'As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell.'" So see, Saul didn't know David to say, well, David was 15, or David was 14, or David was 13. Right? But he did not know David. And therefore, he was saying that, look, this man have been fighting from he was a youth. Means he was fighting long time. So Saul was referring to experience and not David's age. Some persons would say that David was not of the age to be in the army. Let me ask you this question. Why did Saul agree for David to go up against Goliath? You might say that everybody else was afraid, and this young man was speaking words that it was so impressive when it got to the ears of Saul, that Saul couldn't do anything but to say, you know what? Let this little boy go. No. It's obvious that David was not a little boy, and that Saul was not referring to age when he said that David is but a youth. He was referring to experience. And here I'm going to prove it more right now, that Saul was talking about experience and not necessarily David's age. Turn to 1 Samuel 17, just one verse down, verse 34. So that's 1 Samuel 17, verse 34. It reads, "And David said unto Saul," so David was answering Saul when Saul said that he was just a youth, and he compared him to Goliath, that Goliath has been fighting for so long. So he said in verse 34, "And David said unto Saul, 'Thy servant,'" so David is talking about himself, "'thy servant kept his father's sheep.'" Listen. "And there came a lion," listen, "and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock." Verse 35, David speaking, "And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth." All right, have you ever applied for a job before? On your resume, there's a thing called a resume or a CV, and that shows your education, where you were schooled, and it also shows your experience. When persons are looking for somebody to work, they would often tell you that they want somebody with experience. So if you're looking for somebody to be an accountant, most times they say they want somebody with 2 years experience or 3 years experience. So on your resume, you would see where you have worked before, right? All of that would show that you have experience and that you are qualified for the job that you are applying for. So here David is letting the king know that he has experience, because before the king was saying that you did not have, he was saying to David that, look, you don't have any experience. So David now is presenting to the king his resume. He's saying, look, the lion and the bear came and they took out a flock, because David was a shepherd. He watched over his father's flock. Now he said, the lion and the bear came and took out a lamb, And David said, and I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. David presented his resume, his experience to Saul, King Saul. Right? And then he let him know that, look, the side I am on is the side of the living God. So David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the army of the living God? Then Saul now said to David, he's going to send him. He said, go, and the Lord be with thee, because David let him know that, look, the living God, we are servants of the living God. So Saul armed David. And here is another thing that persons often say, that David could not handle the armor of Saul that Saul gave him. And therefore, because here he said that David had not proved the armor that Saul gave to him. What does that word prove mean? Test. He hadn't tested it. He didn't wear it before. That's what it meant. He was not saying that, look, this thing, I can't manage to wear it. All right. Let's go to the word and the word meaning.
Strong's H 5254. Nasa. Nasa.
Good. The word Nasa. Let's go and see what the word Nasa means. It means to test, to try, to prove, tempt, assay, put to the proof, or test. That was what it was saying. He was not saying that David could not carry the armor. He was saying that David did not test it. He haven't worn it before. So therefore, he's not going to wear it. That's what that was saying. It was not saying that he cannot manage it. And I can even prove it further that David could manage it. Do you remember when it said that he used a sling and a stone and he hit Goliath and Goliath fell? What did David do? It said that David took the Philistine's sword and he cut off the Philistine's head. Now I thought persons say that David was just a little boy and he couldn't manage to carry the armor that Saul had and all of that. But yet still the same person took Goliath's sword. And I'm sure Goliath, such a big giant, a big man, was not carrying a little small thing. And David took the sword and cut off his head. Think about it, you know, because a lot of times we just make assumptions and these assumptions are wrong. You can view this in 1 Samuel 17 verse 51, where it said that he took off his head. And everybody else fled. The Philistine army fled and Israel overtook them. You can look that up in 1 Samuel 17. You can read the rest of it. But I want to point out something here before I close. In 1 Samuel 17 verse 54, it says that David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem. Listen now, hear what he says. But he put his armor in his tent. Whose armor? And who put it in whose tent? David took the armor and put it in his tent. David took the armor and put it in his tent. David put the armor, took the armor and stored it in his tent. Go and read the scripture for yourself. And let us put off all the assumptions that we have been making so far about King David. That David was a little boy and he was a flimsy little boy that we see on the TV or we see on pictures and all of that. That was not David. David was a stocky guy, a little over 5 feet, maybe 5'7", 5'8". A stocky, strong, muscular guy. A shepherd, young man, or if you want to say youth, but he was not a little boy. Bless the Lord, and I hope this revelation will set you free in Jesus' name. Go to the website www.revelation13verse9.com for more revelation and insight. Bless you.